Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Wall Street Breakfast, your daily source of market news and analysis. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher.
Good morning. Today is Saturday, February 1st, and I'm your host, Steve Brown. Here's what moved markets this week. Wall Street sold off to end the week and month as investors grew increasingly fearful about the potential global economic impact of China's spreading coronavirus. Worries were exacerbated by increasing reports of worldwide cases, Delta, United, and American Airlines suspending U.S.-China flights, and the CDC saying it would quarantine Americans evacuated from Wuhan, the epicenter of the outbreak. The Dow Jones Index plunged more than 2% Friday in its worst showing since August, while the S&P 500 sank 1.8%, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ fell 1.6%. For the week, the Dow dropped 2.5%, the S&P slid 2.1%, and the NASDAQ lost 1.8%. It was sort of a blockbuster quarter all the way around, Apple CEO Tim Cook declared after stellar earnings and revenue for the holiday period. Net income for the latest period rose 11% to $22.24 billion, thanks to rising iPhone sales for the first time in a year and soaring demand for add-ons like AirPods. In fact, Apple's fastest-growing business segment, wearables, home, and accessories, is now bigger than Mac. Apple also reported $207.06 billion in cash on hand, hosting one of the largest cash piles of any U.S. company. More earnings. Revenue from Microsoft's commercial cloud unit Azure soared 62% in Q4, pushing up shares 4% after hours on Wednesday amid a pitched battle with Amazon's AWS. Continuing a meteoric rise, Tesla shares advanced 12% after hours as the EV maker blasted past earnings estimate and said it would comfortably deliver more than 500,000 cars in 2020. Things were not as rosy at Facebook, which fell 7% after hours. The social network giant topped bottom and top line forecasts, though it was FB's smallest ever quarterly earnings beat, slowing growth amid an increase in expenses. Brushing off concerns about the cost of one-day delivery, Amazon shares surged 10% after hours on Thursday as the e-commerce giant crushed expectations for the holiday season with sales of $87.4 billion and a profit of $6.47 per share. AWS revenue was up 34% to $9.95 billion, while the company continued to plow money into overseas markets such as India and Brazil. The impressive results over the $2,000 share price saw Amazon re-enter the elite $1 trillion market cap club, which has already extended membership to Apple, Microsoft, and Alphabet. Global markets went on a roller coaster ride during the week amid growing concerns and reassurances over potential economic damage from the fast-spreading coronavirus. While the World Health Organization declared the outbreak a global health emergency, it did not recommend restrictions on international trade and travel, though fears are growing as new countries confirm their first cases of the disease. China's financial markets will reopen on Monday, however. A number of Chinese provinces and cities have extended the Lunar New Year break until the end of February 9th, which may limit trading. The UK finally left the European Union after more than 3 years of economic uncertainty, political division, and missed deadlines. A potentially volatile new chapter lies ahead. London and Brussels will try to hash out a trade deal by the end of the year as Britain enters a transition phase. On the eve of Brexit, the Bank of England opted to leave interest rates on hold at 0.75%, citing a pickup in business activity since the election of Boris Johnson and defying some market speculation that a cut was in the cards. The UK also granted Huawei a limited role in developing its new high-speed 5G wireless network, hindering a global attempt by the U.S. to exclude the Chinese telecom equipment giant from the West's next-generation communications. Both the U.S. and China, vying for tech supremacy, had tried to sway the nation's decision. The verdict could complicate Britain's membership in the so-called Five Eyes Intelligence Sharing Group, as well as upcoming plans for a new U.S.-UK trade agreement. Following a 40-year career at IBM, CEO Ginni Rometty said she would hand over the reins to Arvind Krishna, the head of the company's cloud business. Her announcement comes only days after IBM reported its first revenue growth in 6 quarters, though shares have lost about a quarter of their value since she took charge of the company in 2012. During her tenure, Big Blue completed 65 acquisitions, culminating in the $34 billion deal for Red Hat last year, while selling some legacy businesses as it put a greater focus on the cloud. Reworking its deal terms, Altria took another $4 billion charge on its investment in Juul Labs, which faces heightened scrutiny amid a backlash against vaping. "I'm highly disappointed in the financial performance of the investment," CEO Howard Willard said on an earnings call, adding that the charge is mainly due to the increased number of legal and future cases against Juul. In total, Altria has recorded $8.6 billion in impairment charges after it took a 35% stake in Juul for $12.8 billion in December 2018. Get ready for the resurrection of the Hummer, the military-style SUV that was discontinued as part of GM's 2009 bankruptcy and sour reputation for polluting the planet. This time around, it will be released as an all-electric supertruck under the GMC brand, featuring 1,000 horsepower, 0-60 acceleration in 3 seconds, and 11,500 pound-feet of torque. A 30-second Super Bowl ad for the vehicle will feature NBA star LeBron James, though a price was not announced. Facebook announced it would remove false claims about cures and prevention methods for the coronavirus, saying such content would violate its ban on misinformation leading to physical harm. Hashtags used to spread fictitious material on Instagram will be blocked or restricted, as well as alerts by users who share content about the disease that third-party fact-checkers deem false. It's an unusual move for the social network, which generally limits the distribution of health misinformation through restrictions on search results and advertising, but permits original posts to stay up. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please be sure to rate and review it below. Your feedback is deeply appreciated.
That concludes today's Wall Street Breakfast. Thank you for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to SeekingAlpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Behind the Idea, Essay for FAs, Let's Talk ETFs, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, and Marketplace Roundtable on those platforms as well. Have a great day.